Well, we're so pleased to have with us now one of our regulars, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanny, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great and wonderful to have you with us on this Friday where the Rookie Symposium is having its second day here in Berea. Really an amazing thing to get these players. Today was the AFC's day, the draft picks from all the AFC teams showing up, doing a Play 60 event with all the kids. Amazing stuff there. But I want to talk with you about the big picture of the symposium, and which has taken place all week long.
Well, I have a question for you before you shoot me real quick.
Sure.
I want to know, how did you pull that off? How did you get that here in Cleveland?
And you bring up a good point. The fact is, of course, that it's happening in Aurora, so right down the road, but it's the whole opportunity to get these players with the kids and finding the best place to do it. You know, the fields here available, I think, is part of it. Having these guys in Aurora close enough to where they can go to Canton, which they've toured, to get closer to the history of the game. I really like the way the league has handled this, but this is the bigger thing. What this is for, ultimately, to give these guys life lessons, cautionary tales, all that can go wrong for them in life as an NFL player. Hanny, when you played in this league, there was nothing like this back then. There's only been 15. This is only the 15th annual event. And I want to know, first of all, how much you would have liked to have had something like that as a player, if you would. And B, you know, where did you guys get your advice?
Well, I could tell you this. The league and the commissioner is just so good right now at these type of things. As you mentioned, first of all, I'm glad it's here in the area. I mean, I really am.
It's a nice cool.
It really is, and it's another thing that I think is good for the city. But you know, again, the most important thing, one of the most important things, again, you mentioned that is close to the NFL Hall of Fame, and where all the rookies I know expire and guys want to end up once they finish their career. But you're right, Vic. It was not there. That avenue was not there for a guy like me when I came. In the league, and boy, how I wished it would have been there, because obviously it brings these guys in and just give them pretty much just sit them in a classroom and just teach them the ins and outs of the NFL and the importance of everything that's going on in the NFL. And see, we didn't have that opportunity. What myself, when I came into the league, we had guys that we had to lean on, a lot of veteran players, the guys like Ozzie Newsome or Clay Matthews, or in my also Brian Sipe or Greg Pruitt, guys like that. That, you know, when I was a rookie, when I came in, guys that I looked up to, guys that my eyes got real big. Even if they said hi to me, it got me excited. And that's where we had to go to and try to get advice to, from, you know, like things going on around the NFL city, things to do, things not to do, things that are very important, things to keep you out of trouble. Not to get in. And that's why I say this thing is just so important to these guys today. And it's an avenue that the league is using and bringing and having these guys learn this stuff. And it's just invaluable.
And it could be argued that it's a different time for these players in the sense of the money that's being paid, especially to the level of where you were picked at the time and where the comparable player would be picked now. Would be getting a whole lot more of millions of dollars of signing bonus. I don't want to make you feel bad about that, but we know that's a fact. But relatively speaking, the things such as fame and attention and all that goes with being a pro athlete, you were exposed to that every bit as much. It may be, again, different scale, but the risks were out there for everybody. And I guess there's no perfect way to keep players from trouble. Sometimes guys just have a knack for finding it, or it will find them wherever they are. But to prolong your career, you don't last as long in the league as you did, have the success that you had, without somehow having some sense of avoidance. And I'm not saying everybody was perfect.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, and also with me, I mean, and I, you know, a lot of these guys are coming up today and you know, they don't have the mom and the dad in the household.
Right.
I mean, let's just be frank about
it.
And I was fortunate to have my mom and my dad, both of them. I mean, they were just When I got out of line, they didn't have a problem, pulling me to the side and putting me back in line, or any other adult had that opportunity to pull me back in line. And these guys today, it's just trouble is a lot easier to get into. I mean, it really is. I'm not saying it wasn't when I was playing, but it is really a lot easier today to get into. And they really have to be careful. And a lot of these guys are aware of this.
Yeah.
And it's gotten much better. But see, again, it all goes back to the league and the commissioner and the teams doing what they need to do as far as awareness and keeping these guys straight. And that's been the big plus right now with the NFL, with this drive, keeping everybody straight.
Yeah, having a guy like Aaron Shea, who oversees this aspect of it for the Browns, a former player who can relate to these guys, and he's, you know, like the shepherd. I mean, he's for these players, and he helps walk them around a lot of the problems that they encounter or get them help for certain things away from the field.
And I agree with that. And also too, Vic, when you look at it, you look at the coaching staff. You look at, for instance, I guarantee you, Mike Holmgren's door is open to each and every player.
Oh, yeah.
Each and every player. What a better resource. I mean, if you're having a problem or if you have a question, a guy like that, you can just walk into his office and ask these questions or ask for advice on certain things. He's there. And again, I talked about a lot of these coaches. On the staff, you got some coaches that have played in the NFL, that have been through it.
Right.
And these guys also, you know, they're like that big brother to a lot of these guys. And then also there are some veteran players on this team. So it's a great mix, great combination of coaches, players, and there's a lot of advice to go around.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm glad you brought up the coaches, because I wanted to ask you about something I discussed last night on the show with Michael Regei, and that is the changes on this staff and what they'll mean to the success on the field. One of the changes, and I want to start with this just because it is your wheelhouse, but in the secondary, you have Tim Houck. There you had Jerome Henderson before he moved on to the Dallas Cowboys. Houck comes in to replace him. And I always thought Jerome did a wonderful job, and I'm sure he's going to help the Cowboys tremendously. But Tim Houck, it's a different perspective, right? Because the safety that he was as a player in the league, and he played, I think, seven different teams in his career. But the one consistency was hard-hitting guy and brings that mentality. And I've talked with him about this, and I know you know about this about him, that his intention with these players is to buy into that approach legally, hitting people, but making that forbidden territory in the secondary, creating that intimidating presence, if in fact you can do that. And I just wanted your thoughts on how players sort of accept that and how you can translate that from coaching to action on the field.
Well, and first of all, you know, obviously these guys in that secondary have a lot of respect for him. I mean, because you're looking at a guy that has been there, a guy that's done it, a guy that's that have really, really put his body on the line, not just one play, but every single down, every single play, a guy that's well-respected around the league, not just as a player, but also as a coach. And when you as a player see that you have your coach or your leader in your meeting room with those kind of credentials, I mean, you cannot help but want to learn. You cannot help but listen and tune in to every single word and everything that's coming out of his mouth. And what you do is you believe in him. You believe everything he's saying because you know it's a guy that's done it. You know it's
right.
A guy that's been there. You know it's a guy that I'm telling you, that will lay a hit on you, and a guy that's telling you, whatever he's telling you, you will believe it, Vic. And these guys, I tell you, they look up to him, and I know when I played, you know, there was guys that I looked up to, guys that I respected, guys that I believed in, and Tim is that type of guy.
Yeah.
And you'd be crazy not to listen to him or want to know, learn from him and know everything that he's saying.
No, you're right. It is definitely that mindset and mentality of both, of not just, again, aggressiveness, but doing – there's coverage. I mean, there's all the things that go into being a defensive back and hopefully a guy who played the position as well as you did among these young people playing for the Browns, young other than, say, a Sheldon Brown, but mostly a young group.
And you know what I always thought, Vic? You know, I knew that I was a pretty good cornerback. I knew I was a pretty good player. But I always had the mentality and always thought that I don't care who it is or who that person is, or I can always learn something from that player, person.
And the teaching of the staff, Dick Durant, as the coordinator, a former player. go down the list, right. I mean, Ray Rhodes is here. He offers his advice and input, played and coached in this league. So there's a wealth of knowledge and background on the entire staff, but especially as we talk about this defensive side. Great stuff, Hanford, as always, and we will catch up with you again next week.
You got it, partner. Talk to you later.
He is Hanford.
Roof.
Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.